Welcome to Medical Discovery News. I'm Dr. David Neisel.
And I'm Dr. Norbert Herzog. 2018 has a number of anniversaries marking big events in history. A century ago, women got the vote. World War I ended, but the worst pandemic in history began, the Spanish flu.
Even though we learned much about it, the reality is the tragedy could happen again. One third of the world contracted this influenza, and between 50 and 100 million people died.
That's more than those killed in World War I, and the virus shaped history in other ways. For example, the mishandling of the epidemic in India boosted their independence movement.
The Spanish flu spared no one. Among those infected who survived were the British Prime Minister, the American President, and the German Kaiser. The virus was also different in that it was the most deadly for people ages 20 to 40 instead of the very young and old.
Despite its name, the flu did not originate in Spain. When World War I was winding down, reports of a deadly flu came out of several countries, including Spain.
It spread along trade routes, and the mass movement of soldiers also helped it spread across nearly every continent. In the U.S., by October 1918, almost 200,000 people had died.
Gauze masks were distributed, quarantines were instituted, store sales were banned, and theaters were closed. Funerals were limited to 15 minutes, and health certificates were required by the railways and to enter some towns. There were not enough gravediggers to bury the dead.
By the summer of 1919, the pandemic ended after those infected either died or became immune. Today, scientists keep a constant vigil for the next possible flu strain to spark a pandemic.
We are Drs. David Neisel and Norbert Herzog at the University of Texas Medical Branch and the Frank H. Netter School of Medicine at Quinnipiac University, where biomedical discoveries shape the future of medicine. For much more and our disclaimer, go to medicaldiscoverynews.com.